The Burt Show.
All right, so Dad was getting Mom tires for Christmas. Do you guys remember this right before we took off? Practical gift, thought Mom was practical. Daughter tries talking him out of it, which was Trina. Hey, Trina.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. All right, recap your predicament with us, because it was a couple of weeks ago, and I barely remember the story, but I remember you going, Dad, you can't buy Mom tires for Christmas.
Yeah, he wanted to get her tires as a Christmas present, which I thought, that's not, you know, for your wife, that's not a good present, that's not, like, romantic in any way, it's not sweet, it's just something that you need to get, and I feel like it's like a cop-out of a gift. So I told him not to do it, he said that she would love it, and he did it. He sure did. And all he did was he had a little box, which, by the way, the box is really small. It looks like a jewelry box. And she was very excited and opened it up, and it was just a picture of four tires. So that's a gift that he gave her. And, you know, she's a sweet person, so she acted, like, fine and happy. But afterwards, I kind of asked her, like, hey, like, how you doing? Because I could tell that she was bummed out. And she's like, I'm fine. But they could just tell her that bummed her out for the rest of the day. I think she had her hopes up thinking it was going to be maybe like a jewelry, kind of like a jewelry box. Mm. And I think that he really owes her a good birthday.
And he was lazy and didn't wrap the tires, but whatever.
Yeah, or have
could
it
have
put on the
tree. Could have put a bow on them.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a giveaway underneath the tree.
Yeah, just some crappy picture, printed off picture of tires. Probably not even the same tires.
So I don't quite recall the history on this whole one, though. Has your mom always been a practical gift getter, though?
He's, like, once in a while, like, has done it. Like, there was one year where he got her a waxing kit. I don't know if you remember me saying that.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, because she, she's a, you know, she's hip. You know, she waxes her legs and stuff and likes to look good. And, you know, it's expensive to do that. So we thought, oh, if I get her this waxing kit, she won't have to go to the spa anymore.
I'm just trying to figure out if he's being lazy or he's just messing up her love language.
I think he's messing up her love language. Because it's not lazy.
Yeah.
It's not lazy to buy somebody brand new tires for Christmas. It's just misguided.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not what is going to make the person happy. Like sometimes, and I've had to check myself because my love language is different than my husband's love language. And I've tried to force my love language onto him when I've given him gifts. Like I got him that I thought he needed a break from me and our son. So I got him a trip away from us. And he, I guess that's something I would want. Not that I don't love my husband and child. Listen, y'all.
I thought it was a perfect gift.
I really appreciated the time off, but that's a lot of time with your significant other and kid, right? And like our previous caller, I'm ready for the kid to go back to school. Uh-huh. And so I gifted him. He's like, no, like this is, I don't want to do this. Like this is not going to make me happy. So Jimmy and I went on the trip. So it ended up being the perfect gift for me, not for him.
So is that where the disconnect is? Like this would have been a great gift for him, from him, and he just assumed that your mom thinks the same way?
Yeah,
I think he hears that we need this instead of like when Chris was more like, I want this.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, he was like, oh, we need to get new tires. He's like, oh, perfect gift idea.
All right.
But don't you have to convince her to say something? Because how else would he really know if he really believes that he's doing the right thing?
Yeah, if she acts like she appreciates the gift, he's going to be none the wiser, and he's going to think he did a good job. So the it sucks, but the onus is a little bit on the person who's receiving the gift to let the gift giver know, hey, this is not my love language. I don't want practicality for Christmas. I want frivolous.
Yeah, and I want to try to give him some credit here also because sometimes guys, women will say, you never listen to me. Never listen to me. So in passing, if she says something like, damn, the car needs new tires, and he hears that, he's like, oh my gosh, she's going to love this because I actually listened. She told me what she wanted, and I'm going to surprise her with it. So he thought it was fantastic.
I do think this gives her, I do think, Trina, this gives gives you a good setup. If you do feel like your mom was disappointed with this gift, I really feel like you could talk to your dad and be like, hey, she loves the tires. It was such a weight off of her, but I really think you should do something romantic for Valentine's Day. So maybe you don't get, she didn't get something great for Christmas, but like maybe you can really help him go out for the next holiday.
Brakes on the car for Valentine's Day is an option.
Oil.
Change. Mm-hmm. That's another
get out the way.
Right. Does she need her windshield wiper fluid replaced as well?
So many options. All right, Trina, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you. Happy New Year.
See you.
I hope my
you
husband's
too.
Listening because I do need my windshield washer fluid replaced.
The Burt Show.